You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Thursday, February 5, 2026. Safe and sound. Midstreamers stay financially stable despite reacceleration of gas-focused CapEx. Published by Thomas Burecry. Since 2010, the U.S. midstream sector has moved through a clear boom-bust discipline cycle, a massive infrastructure build-out in the 2010s, followed by a sharp pullback after 2020, and then a new era of more selective, high-return projects that prioritize asset optimization over large-scale projects. Post-pandemic investor pressure for stronger returns resulted in a strategic shift to financial discipline and significant deleveraging. However, new demand drivers, AI-propelled power load growth and a wave of LNG export expansion, are pushing midstream CapEx higher again. In today's RBN blog, we'll analyze the financial strength of major U.S. midstream companies and examine how they are balancing growth, risk, and fiscal responsibility. As the backbone of the U.S. oil and gas supply chain, midstream operators are forced to respond to volatile changes in hydrocarbon production and demand. In 2010 to 2014, rapid growth in shale production triggered explosive growth in capital spending to the $40 billion $50 billion per year range to fund long-haul crude pipelines, gathering and processing systems, and NGL fractionation and export infrastructure. There was a pullback after the plunge in crude prices in late 2014, but as shown in Figure 1 below, CapEx accelerated again in 2017 as Permian production outgrew takeaway capacity. Sector-wide spending reached another high watermark in 2018-19 with the completion of major crude oil pipeline projects such as Cactus II, EPIC and Gray Oak, Gulf Coast NGL pipelines and fractionators, and the first wave of LNG export terminals. The early wave of shale-related buildout was largely funded externally, primarily through debt. The industry outspent cash flow by nearly two-thirds in 2014 and 2015. The scales became more balanced in the second half of the decade as cash flows soared after the completion of many shale-related projects. However, the onset of the pandemic found midstream operators burdened with growing debt. Total debt for the top 13 midstream operators increased 57% from 2014 to 2020. COVID-related demand shock and severe investor pressure forced deep capital spending cuts of 30 to 50% from peak levels. Marginal projects were canceled or deferred as the companies pivoted to balance sheet repair. Most importantly, operators shifted to self-funding models, ending the era of constant debt and equity issuances. The post-pandemic capital discipline era of 2021 to 2023 saw investment stabilize at structurally lower levels, funded with less than 40% of annual cash flows, resulting in stable total debt and leverage ratios. Companies eschewed major projects to keep investment at a maintenance plus modest growth range, focusing on brownfield expansions, debottlenecking, LNG feed gas pipelines and NGL fractionation tied to exports. The pursuit of more substantial growth plus operational and financial efficiencies resulted in an unprecedented wave of consolidation through M&A, a trend that mirrored concurrent upstream consolidation. The 13 major companies completed more than $175 billion in transactions in 2020-25, which resulted in a 41% increase in the total asset value of those companies over that period. Financing these consolidation transactions triggered a rise in total debt, but the value of the assets acquired kept leverage ratios stable over the entire period. M&A consolidation is expected to slow in 2026 and beyond as the number of attractive targets has been shrinking. However, new investment demand drivers have emerged, headlined by data center natural gas demand as well as a new wave, 2025 to 2028, of LNG export terminals, Permian gas takeaway needs and NGL export expansions on the Gulf Coast. Capital spending by the 13 largest midstream companies rose 14% in 2024 and is estimated to have increased 20% in 2025. The rising midstream CapEx is primarily focused on a reacceleration in natural gas infrastructure. Gas pipelines, 24%, and gas gathering and processing, 19%, accounted for about 43% of 2025 capital investment. Another 22% was allocated to NGL fractionation, bringing the total for wet and dry gas to about 65%, a dramatic shift from the heavy allocation to crude oil pipelines in the shale infrastructure buildup of the 2010s. Investment in crude pipelines has declined to under 10% of total CapEx. Storage of all types accounts for a meaningful 14% of spending. The 13% of spending directly linked to exports, LNG plus NGLs plus crude, will rise further in 2026 to 2028 as LNG feed gas projects ramp up. The weighting of capital allocation varies among companies, of course. Crude-focused Plains All American Pipeline is an outlier with just 15% of current spending devoted to natural gas. On the other side, more than 80% of 2025 investment is gas-weighted for Hess Midstream, Williams Companies, MPLX, ONEOK, Western Midstream, and Targa Resources. The most significant 2024 to 2026 capital spending momentum is being recorded by Williams, Targa, Schinner Energy, ONEOK, Energy Transfer, and TC Energy. Crude-focused Plains has been shrinking investment, while spending by Enbridge, Enterprise Products Partners, and MPLX has been steady. The specific demand drivers also vary between midstream operators. Number 1. Schinner Energy, Williams, TC Energy, Kinder Morgan, and Energy Transfer have the highest exposure to LNG export capex. Number 2. Targa, Enterprise, ONEOK, and MPLX have the highest investment concentration on NGL fractionation and export. Number 3. Western Midstream, MPLX, ONEOK, Targa, and Energy Transfer are heavily focused on Permian gathering and processing. Number 4. Plains and Enbridge have been allocating maintenance-only, crude-focused investment with no megaprojects ahead. As we recently described in Caching, capital spending in the U.S. electric utility industry has recently soared to record levels, driven by data center power demand, 55% of the expected doubling of power demand by 2030, as well as industrial electrification, manufacturing, reshoring, and residential demand. This jump in investment has led to a surge in debt, with leverage also reaching record levels. In contrast, midstream companies are in a much stronger position to fund their recent capital spending growth that is also partially tied to data center demand. To date, the 13 major midstream companies are still comfortably funding these projects within cash flow, although reinvestment rates rose to 48% in 2024 and 62% by Q3 2025. While total debt is rising, the higher returns on new projects is triggering a continued decline in debt-to-capital ratios. Another contrast between the electric utility industry and the U.S. midstream sector is the projected trajectory of future spending. Utility capex is expected to reach $1.3 trillion with double-digit annual increases. On the other hand, projected investment by the 13 major midstream companies is expected to level off near current levels through 2030, remaining below the 2018 to 2019 peak. Spending on the current wave of LNG exports, Permian gas growth, and NGL export expansions will taper after the completion of those projects. Capital discipline is expected to remain intact because of investor pressure, and future allocations will be toward more brownfield and fewer greenfield investments. Another advantage for midstream companies is strong expected returns from their current capital investments. Analysts expected EBITDA yields from current gas pipeline, gas gathering and processing, or G&P, NGL and export spending to range between 11% and 14%, nearly double the yield on crude and storage-focused spending. On the other hand, electric utilities face significant hurdles in achieving high returns from current capital investment, especially major price resistance to rate increases by consumers and industrial users and soaring maintenance expenses from the current aging grid. Capital discipline and healthy returns on investment are likely to keep the midstream industry financially stable through the near-term investment cycle. Only one of the 13 companies has a reinvestment rate exceeding 70% of cash flow, which means the industry is still self-funding its current investments. Half the operators are spending half or less of cash flow, leaving significant capital to reduce debt or increase shareholder returns. The average current annual dividend yield for these companies is just under 6%. The outlier, again, is Targa, which in 2022 made a strategic decision to own the entire NGL value chain from Permian wellheads to fractionators to export docks. The company entered a high capex, high return infrastructure building program that included, among other things, Permian gas processing plants, an expansion of the Grand Prix NGL pipeline, three new fractionators at Mont Belvieu, and dock expansions. Its annual expenditures doubled from $1.5 billion to $3 billion, $4 billion, funded partially by debt. Leverage was further increased by the debt-funded, $1.05 billion buyout of Blackstone's 25% stake in Grand Prix in 2022. However, Targa's 2023-27 EBITDA growth rate is the highest in the midstream, with returns rising fast enough to keep leverage stable through this multi-year capex surge. As a result, the company's credit ratings remain stable. Hess Midstream is the leverage outlier, with a debt-to-cap ratio of 90%. However, Hess has pivoted to a strong debt reduction program, with CapEx expected to fall from $270 million in 2025 to $150 million in 2026 and $75 million in 2027 and 2028. Free cash flow after distributions is forecast to grow from $210 million in 2026 to $400 million in 2027 and 2028, which will fund significant leverage reduction and expected 5% dividend increases. Looking ahead, the current midstream CapEx outlook could be affected by a complex risk environment, including a volatile macro environment amid rising global conflict and significant tariff-related trade uncertainty. Unexpected reductions in AI data center demand or LNG export demand could, in turn, lead to producer drilling cutbacks and sharply lower midstream returns. We will continue to monitor midstream CapEx and the company's financial strength throughout the investment cycle. Safe and Sound was written by Ryan Merchant and Sebu Simonian. It first appeared on Capital Cities' self-produced and released 2011 EP, Capital Cities. It appears as the first song on Capital Cities' 2013 debut studio album, In a Tidal Wave of Mystery. The synth-pop tune features vocals from Merchant and Simonian, with trumpets provided by Simon Ludwig and Brian Warfield. With its catchy dance rhythms, the song has been featured in television commercials for Coca-Cola, Mazda, McDonald's, ADT Home Security, and Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. Released as a single in January 2011, it went to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart and has been certified 6X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. A video of the song won an MTV Video Music Award in 2013. Personnel on the record were Ryan Merchant, vocals, keyboards, mixing, production, Sebu Simonian, vocals, keyboards, mixing, production, Channing Holmes, drums, Manny Quintero bass, Nick Merwin, guitar, Spencer Ludwig, and Brian Warfield, trumpet. In a Tidal Wave of Mystery was recorded between 2011 and 2013 at Merchant and Simonian Studio in Los Angeles. Released as an album on Capitol Records in June 2013, it went to number 15 on the Billboard Top Alternative and number 66 on the Billboard 200 Albums charts. It has been certified platinum by the RIAA. Four singles were released from the LP. Capital Cities is an American synth-pop duo formed in Los Angeles in 2008 by Ryan Merchant and Sebu Simonian. The two met through a Craigslist ad and began working together as jingle writers. They have released two studio albums, five EPs and 13 singles. They make occasional live appearances and last appeared at the close of the Rose Parade in Pasadena on New Year's Day 2026, performing Safe and Sound.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.